This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Gran.
Jennifer's taking me to Grey Gables for lunch. She's just dropping off a present for your mum and dad's anniversary tomorrow.
She left you out here in the yard?
I decided to stay in the warm with the heater on.
Ah, that's where the engine's running.
You're letting in the cold air, Helen.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. There's a whole week of anniversaries ahead. Tony and Pat tomorrow, Adam and Ian on Wednesday, David and Ruth on Thursday. Jennifer's got little presents for them all.
Oh, how does she do it?
She has systems.
She's a superwoman.
Being a superwoman means she can concentrate on doing things to stop herself thinking about things.
Sorry?
Oh, I shouldn't be telling you this. But I do hate to see the family in disagreement with each other.
Are they?
Adam and Brian are practically at daggers drawn.
Oh, again.
Oh, look, here comes Jennifer now. And I haven't told you how delighted I am about the verdict last week at the family court.
Yes, it's really good news.
And a wonderful Christmas present, knowing Jack only has to see his father once a month.
It's going to be so much better for Henry. He still talks about Rob all the time. Jack seeing him once a month in Felpersham is going to be a lot easier to explain away than twice a week in the tea room.
The best thing for everyone would be if that dreadful man would just disappear.
In our dreams, Gran.
Oh, you're keeping my seat warm, Helen.
Just having a catch-up with Gran.
And very nice it's been, too.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye, dear.
Enjoy your lunch, Auntie Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Helen.
Oh. You know, that girl looks younger every time I see her.
And prettier. Oh, that smile.
You're still interested in the land, then, Bran?
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, very interested.
And when can we expect an offer?
Well, we're still finessing the maths, but...
I assume this side of Christmas?
Well, to be honest, Justin, there are a few things I have to get in place before we can talk a definite figure.
I see.
But you mustn't think that any delay is an indication of lack of interest on my part.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Of course, it isn't the most productive land of the area.
Now then, Brian, don't play games with me. You know as well as I do that if I offer it on the open market, it'll be snapped up. Oh, ladies.
Oh, Justin.
Jennifer, more beautiful than ever.
Oh, how lovely to see you.
But still not as beautiful as your mother. Mrs. Woolley, how are you?
All the better for a spot of flattery. Are you here for lunch?
The lamb here is much better than anything I can manage in my lonely kitchen.
Or I can definitely recommend the venison.
Yours?
Well, I couldn't possibly say.
Is your wife not with you this weekend?
Sadly, no. A cocktail party last night in Chelsea. Lunch with her sister today.
I'm surprised you're not there with her.
No, call of business, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I'd find it a lot more onerous if I didn't have your other beautiful daughter at my right hand.
Oh, Lillian did mention this morning that Damara's sponsoring the student fashion show at Borchester College.
Oh, she's always keen for me to do our bit for the area.
You're happy with her work, then?
Oh, more than happy. Getting a cold, Brian?
Just tickle in my throat, Justin.
And you're lunching alone?
Alas, yes. A table for one.
Why not join us? That'd be all right, wouldn't it, Jennifer?
Oh, yes, a splendid idea.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of interrupting a family occasion.
We insist.
And I demur. It's very kind of you,
then
but...
Then you must join us for coffee afterwards.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I'll look forward to it. If you'll excuse me, I think the waiter's beckoning me over. Coffee, then.
Mm-hmm, coffee.
What a very nice man. I'm so pleased he's satisfied with Lillian. Oh, dear, Brian, you don't sound well at all.
Don't you ever sit still?
Customers don't like to see dust on the shelves, Johnny.
Oh, hand me your duster. Gran wants you inside for lunch.
Oh, aren't you having lunch?
Oh, yeah, at the Bull.
Ah, You didn't fancy Mum's lentil bake.
Off you go, Helen. I'll mind things here.
Are you sure you can spare the time?
Inside in the warm, minding the shop, or out in the cold and rain harvesting sprouts. Tough call.
Well, it won't be long.
Just so you're prepared, Henry's wearing his turban again.
Practicing for the nativity play.
He told me he prefers being a wise man to being a sheep.
Yeah, well, he sees it as a promotion.
I was always the donkey.
And I dare say you were a very fine one.
Probably something to do with my big ears.
You haven't got big ears.
Please stop staring.
Are you growing a beard, Johnny?
No, I just haven't got around to shaving.
Suits you. See you.
Helen?
Yeah?
The beard. You really think it suits me?
I can't help thinking of the will I made after Jack passed away. It made sense to me at the time, but I know now that I ran roughshod over Tony's feelings. And not just Tony. I was insensitive to you and Lillian as well.
But, Mum, Brian isn't talking about his will.
I know that, Jennifer. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about family feeling. And this business about buying the extra land seems to be provoking a lot of strong family feeling.
Well, only from Adam.
He believes it to be a risky investment.
And land hasn't been a risky investment since the 1920s.
And you said Debbie's unsure as well.
Yes, that's what Adam told us, she said.
Exactly. That's what he told us, she said.
Why don't you speak to her yourself?
Well, I've called her 3 times. I get her voicemail.
She's a very busy woman, Brian.
My point is, there are different sorts of risks.
I don't understand you, Peggy. I thought you were all in favour.
Oh, I am, in principle. But you need to consider the risk to the family.
Oh, Justin!
Not too late for coffee, I hope?
No, no, not at all. Sit down and I'll pour.
We were just talking about this land you're trying to sell to Brian.
Oh, Mum... Justin,
did you try the venison,
Justin?
As a matter of fact, I did.
And?
Very good.
It seems to be causing a great deal of upset within the family.
Milk, Justin?
No, just black for me.
Adam's not comfortable with it at all.
And to help yourself to sugar.
Particularly at Brian's age.
My age is irrelevant.
Of course, I know nothing of land prices.
Oh, very true.
But I do know that I hate to see the family at odds.
Oh, the last thing I want is to sow disharmony.
Have one of these lovely chocolates, Justin.
I only thought, and I think I could persuade the B.O. board to my way of thinking, that with Brian's land adjoining, he's likely to have a special interest in it.
I'm very grateful, Justin, as you know.
But if you're having second thoughts, I can easily call Rodway's and put it on the open market.
I've been looking for you, Henry.
I'm helping Johnny net the carrots.
Right, well, it looks to me as if you're playing on your scooter.
I want my tea break.
Is he bothering you?
We've been talking cricket, haven't we, Henry?
Johnny's good at cricket, just like Daddy.
We've decided to go to a 2020 match at Edgbaston next year.
Yay!
Thank you for looking after him.
He's good company.
You're going to make a lovely dad one day.
Give me a break. I'm only 18.
Oh, you look older. With the beard.
Do I?
Why are you smiling?
No reason.
Johnny?
Well, you know this fashion show at college that Lily Paget is helping to put on?
Yeah.
Well, she asked me to be a model.
Lily did?
She's been asking all the boys, but no one wants to do it, obviously.
Obviously.
And I said no at first.
But?
But then this friend of Lily's asked me. Her name's Amber.
Amber?
She's doing fashion. She's planning on going to art college.
Mm, talented girl, then.
She's great. Long hair, nearly down to a... you know, dead straight.
Beautiful?
Yeah. But not in a boring way, in an interesting way.
I see.
She said with my colouring, she thought I'd look exceptionally good under stage lighting, so I agreed.
To be a model?
Yeah.
What's a model?
Big ears.
You're the one with the big ears.
Oh, but don't be so cheeky.
I'm really nervous.
Why? You're a good-looking guy.
That's what Amber said. You won't tell Tom, will you?
Not if you don't want me to.
Or Grandad.
OK.
And not Jazza. Definitely not Jazza.
And this is why you're growing the beard?
Amber thought it might... It's also embarrassing.
Thought it might...
emphasise my rugged good looks.
Brian! It's dark!
Not very.
And it's raining.
Oh, hardly.
Oh, please, won't you come in?
I'm working off my lunch.
Oh, that fence doesn't need fixing now.
Oh, you've been going on to me about it for weeks. I thought you'd be pleased.
Oh, you don't fool me, not for 1 minute. This isn't about the wobbly fence, is it? It's about my mother.
Yeah, she was out of order.
Yes. Yes, she was. You're absolutely right.
Am I?
Yes. The land purchase is none of her business.
Well, quite. I'm glad you see it that way.
Unfortunately for her, she still feels so guilty about that will she made. She so bitterly regrets falling out with Tony.
Yes, well, I can see that, and I sympathise, but this is completely different.
Yes, yes, it is. Except...
What?
Well, I stand by what I said last week. When the second opinion on the figures comes through and you still think it's a good idea, then I'll be right behind you.
And the but is?
Well, I hate to think of us falling out with Adam and possibly Debbie. Even Kate isn't wholeheartedly behind it.
Debbie's email was so brief and non-committal, I wish she'd answer my phone calls. And I'm not at all convinced Adam's accurately representing what she thinks.
He wouldn't lie, Brian.
No, I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that he would, but it's a question of emphasis.
Oh, it would be so much better if the family could at least try to reach some sort of consensus. Oh, won't you come in for a cup of tea?
I suppose I could finish this tomorrow. What do you really think I should do, Jenny, about the land?
Well, I've told you, darling. Once we've had this new chap look over the figures...
Yes, but what do you think?
I know it means a lot to you.
No, that isn't what I asked.
I know you have the interests of the family at heart.
I do.
And I think that you know what's best for the farm.
Thank you.
And my mother was out of line.
Yes, she was.
All the same, my happiest times, well, I think yours too, and when we're all gathered together round the dinner table, laughing at some silly old story.
And what's this got to do with Justin's land?
It's just that... even when my mother's at her most annoying, I generally find there's a grain of truth in what she says.
Meaning?
You can't put a value on a happy family.
Neil! You've forgotten!
Have I?
I knew it! The barber!
Oh, I don't need another haircut already.
These pictures are going to last forever.
You only had it done a few weeks ago. Watch where you're stepping.
I want you looking your best this afternoon. And I've booked you a wet shave as well.
I've already shaved this morning.
That trendy new barber's just beyond Underwoods.
Look, how about I go over my chin again before we leave and smooth down my hair with a bit of water?
Proper old-fashioned shave, love. With hot towels and an open razor.
You mean a cutthroat?
Have you ever had one?
Oh, not sure I fancy that.
I say it's the smoothest shave a man can ever have.
I have heard that.
They got a special Monday offer. Now, if I can only settle on my dress, we'll be good to go.
You've still not decided? You haven't got much time.
Well, the buttercup has come up all right from the dry cleaning, but I think the fuchsia's the most flattering shape. But I do wonder if it makes me look a bit flushed.
Well, I like them both.
Though the fuchsia might clash with Kira's dress, of course. What do you think?
Like I said, I like them both.
Now, if you had to choose...
If you really want to know what I think...
Yes?
Not one of them designer dresses suits you half so well as the red velvet you wore at your 50th.
Oh! No, Neil, that was just a bit of tack compared with what I've got indoors.
Well, I'm just telling you my opinion. I looked at you that night and I remember thinking, my wife is so beautiful.
Oh, it wasn't even proper velvet, just velour. Anyway, what would you know? You're a man.
You still got that frock?
No, gave it to the charity shop.
Here you go. What are you doing?
I'm just whizzing an email to Brian. He's offering to drive us to the NFU Christmas lunch on Thursday.
Remember, I'm not coming this year.
Oh, no, of course. A day at the spa with Usha.
I'm making myself beautiful for our anniversary dinner. And I brought you these.
Ooh, two mince pies.
I made one. Your mum made the other.
Mm.
See if you can tell who made which.
I'm still full from breakfast now.
A single bite from each will be enough.
Is she back yet from Borchester?
5 minutes ago, with a large bunch of mistletoe she bought from the Grundy's pop-up stall.
Yeah, she does know they got that from our orchard.
I didn't have the heart to tell her.
We're buying our own mistletoe now. It's like some bad joke.
I don't begrudge the Grundy's a few pennies. Your mum says I'm to remind you about dinner this evening at Lua Loxley for Fred and Lily's birthday.
All right. I used to feel sorry for them when they were little. Their birthday's so close to Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
Why the sigh?
Nothing.
Ruth, talk to me.
I'm worried about your mother.
Oh, she'll behave herself.
You think so?
I'll make sure of it.
I wish she and Pip could make up.
I'm sure they will.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, get enough Christmas spirit inside them, they'll be all over each other.
Oh, the glamour.
What's that?
You pumping up tyres on an old rusty trailer and me spending the morning gutting geese.
It can't all be diamonds and coronets, Toby. Have you finished, Arletree?
Nah, going back later. Only I promised Kenton I'd do a shift at the ball. Oh, we were dressing them this morning.
Oh, I was going to ask you, how about goose for our Christmas dinner?
A pip.
Oh, yeah. I can see it could be a bit too much like cannibalism.
Cannibalism?
Priscilla? The panto goose?
Half, very half. But I don't want goose.
Okay. But champagne, definitely. Mm. On tap. All day with orange juice for breakfast and with brandy for cocktails before lunch.
Hey, we can make do with Prosecco.
I'm not making do, Toby. Not on our first Christmas together.
Yeah, if you say so.
Oh, don't you like champagne?
I need a shower before the ball.
Hey, what's wrong?
Nothing.
It's Toby.
Just, it doesn't feel right. Christmas, you paying for everything.
I don't mind.
I do.
Well, OK, so next Christmas can be your treat.
Yeah, assuming I've got any cash.
Toby, I've been thinking about your gym business.
Oh, and there's another fine mess I've got myself into.
No, I don't think it's a mess. I think it's a goer.
OK, you can stop laughing at me now.
Laughing at you? No, no, I'm proud of you. And I'd like to invest in you.
What does that even mean?
It means the money I made from the cattle, I want you to have it.
No.
No, I mean, I know 5 grand won't pay for everything.
No.
But
no.
If it helps you get the business off the ground...
That's really generous, Pip, but no.
I'm investing in our future. Please say yes.
I'll pay you back.
You bet you will.
With interest.
Loads of interest.
I don't know what to say, Pip. Except... Thank you.
Well, I think you're wonderful, taking on all the costumes single-handed.
It's a very big job.
Oh, it's a very responsible job.
About the costumes, Susan, I was wondering if you might have a few hours to spare.
Well, for sewing?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Get together, bottle of wine maybe, some crisps.
It sounds very nice.
Yeah.
If only I didn't have so many lines to learn.
But just a single session would help.
Not to mention my work here in the shop and at Bridge Farm. Oh, morning, Ruth.
Hi.
Hi, any chance you could lend a hand with the panto costumes?
Me? You'd have to show me which end of the needle to thread first.
Oh, it's not hard, Ruth, really.
Sorry, Kate. No.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
That's one unhappy young woman. Where would I find the plain flour?
Oh, this aisle, top shelf. Baking?
Trying to perfect me mince pies. Me first batch, the pastry was like concrete.
Oh, we've got some lovely mince pies over there. Luxury filling with brandy.
And we're not keen on the packet ones.
Or Sabrina Thwaite uses packet pastry.
Isn't that cheating?
They went down very well at the WI Christmas nibbles. I could tell the difference, but no one else seemed to. Still, there's worse things than taking a shortcut at Christmas. There's always so much to do.
Oh, yeah. And it's our wedding anniversary on Thursday.
Oh, how many years is it now?
28.
My word. Where does the time go?
Oh, I've no idea.
What do you think the secret is, Ruth, to a long and happy marriage?
Oh, well, if you ever find out, could you tell me?
I mean, well, you and David have had your ups and downs, just like me and my Neil, but you've always pulled through.
By the skin of our teeth sometimes.
But if you had to give a piece of advice to someone just starting out, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe try to listen to your other half?
Really? Listen.
Nice haircut, Neil.
You fit my chin, if you like.
I can honestly say I've never had such a tempting offer.
Well, go on. Smooth, eh?
Remarkably smooth.
Yeah, proper old-fashioned cutthroat. Oh. Set my Susan back 40 quid.
That's very impressive.
Oh, Neil, how disappointing. I thought you had better taste in men.
No, I was just telling Toby here about the shave I had this morning, ready for our photo shoot this evening.
Whatever. Don't let me interrupt you.
Oh, you're not interrupting. Can I get you a drink?
Go on, then. Large glass of Rioja, please.
Got it.
How are the costumes coming along?
Brilliantly, thanks.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, would be if I was telling the truth. Problem is that Linda's vision is stupidly lavish and luscious and ridiculously labour-intensive.
Well, I thought the costumes were all your idea.
No.
Well, only the pictures you've been drawing.
Oh, I've just done those to keep Linda quiet. It'd be so much more original to have contemporary dress. We don't need all this glitter and net and frou-frou.
Hmm. Well, Susan likes a bit of frou-frou at Christmas.
Oh, please, Neil.
Oh, is that a card from your kids in Africa?
Yeah. I just bumped into my mother. She had it in her bag.
Oh, well, that's an interesting-looking stamp.
I suppose.
Sipo and...
Nolly.
She'll be a teenager by now.
16 next month.
You're pulling my leg.
Sadly not.
You must miss them this time of year.
Yeah. Sipo's put love and three kisses and says he can't wait to see me. Nolly's just signed her name. No message. No kisses.
Ah, she won't mean anything by it.
You don't think so?
When Emma was that age, she could be a right little madam.
Oh, all those years when I was in South Africa, I used to dream about a proper Christmas in Ambridge. Now I'm here. I want to be there. As far away as possible from Linda Snell and her pantomime.
How'd you get on?
Yeah, the beef's all in there, packed and boxed and ready for distribution next week.
Oh, great. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
And the tinkle of the tail as the beef gets sold.
Well, I'd say it's definitely part of a perfect Christmas. Cup of tea?
Is Gran in?
She's already gone over to Lower Loxley.
Oh, birthday supper with Freddie and Lily, of course.
Can you come?
Toby and I are off to the cinema. There's a film we want to see in Borchester, but give them my love.
Okay.
David?
Yes, love?
Oh, that you, Pip?
Hi, Mum.
Come inside. Taste me mince pies.
All right. Your mum's just like a kid about Christmas.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to check with you. Christmas Eve, we're assuming that you will be spending the night in the house with us, so you're in situ for the ritual opening of stockings while we're all still in our pyjamas.
About Christmas, Dad...
Oh, no!
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Listen, if any have survived, word to the wise, Pip, the ones you prefer, right, are the ones with the funny little pastry bubbles on top.
Bubbles?
Yeah, I think they're meant to look like stars.
Love, it's gone 1:30.
Just finishing my lipstick.
We don't want to get held up in the traffic.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Susan!
Sorry for keeping you waiting.
Susan?
Well?
But you said you'd given that dress to charity.
Yeah. It's been in the charity bag for a couple of months. But I've never been able to bring myself to hand it over. So, how do I look?
You look
More beautiful than I can ever remember.
Oh, thank you.
I'm such a lucky man.
You look smashing too.
Come here, love. Give me a kiss.
Oh, Neil, give over. You're smudging my lipstick.
No, I'm not panicking. Not yet. But all I've seen so far is the Gooseland costume.
Oh, you should see it, Pat. It's quite something.
Oh, I didn't realise Kate was a needlewoman.
She wasn't. Until last week, she didn't even know how to thread a sewing machine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And now she's produced this lavish creation.
But what else has she produced?
That's £23.40, please, Jennifer.
Whenever I ask her how the costumes are coming along, all she shows me is another sketch.
Sketching too. Kate has hidden talents.
Yes, she does.
Your number, please, when you're ready.
And Brian can be so hard on her at times. There you go. Mm-hmm. But when Kate puts her mind to something, she can be really impressive.
I'm longing to be impressed as soon as possible.
If you could take your card.
Ah, thank you, Pat.
And there's your receipt.
Right. Well, lovely to bump into you, Linda. Bye.
Yes, bye.
And could you ask Kate to give me a ring, please? Hidden talents, indeed. Well, she's certainly keeping the costumes very hidden.
How's the rest of the panto coming along?
Oh, I will say only this, Pat. I fear I've made a terrible error having Kenton Archer in the lead role.
He can be compelling.
Ooh, so he keeps telling me. But the man's completely unmanageable. And as for Toby...
Oh, hi, Linda.
Oh, hello, dear.
Henry home from school?
He's with Dad, getting changed. He's playing a wise man at the church this evening.
Hmm. Does he have a costume?
Yes.
Then he's a very lucky boy.
So, Mum, Dad's offering to watch Jack so you can come to the church.
Well, aren't you taking Jack?
Oh, I'd rather not risk him crying at the wrong moment. Henry's only got the one line.
Good thinking.
And what is his line?
We saw a star in the east.
And does he know his line?
Yeah.
And is he sticking to it?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, then perhaps he could give Kenton a few pointers.
Oh, it's so cold out here. This wind almost makes me feel sorry for the sheep.
You should be inside in the warm air.
Oh, well, I'm just checking you haven't forgotten about the nativity play.
Well, it's not time yet, surely?
Yeah, nearly. And you've got to get yourself cleaned up before we go.
Oh, you're turning into your mother.
Well, she was very pleased with you, actually, yesterday at the photo shoot.
Oh, she wasn't that pleased with Chris.
Oh, and he weren't too pleased with her, neither. Not when she made him use George's hair gel.
I did find it hard to keep a straight face.
You didn't keep a straight face.
Well, Alice was laughing too. And your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good evening. I can't wait to see the photos.
Every time I looked at your mum, she had a huge smile all over her face.
Yeah. Anyway, don't be long, will you?
No, I'll be right there.
Oh, and another thing. Did you get a chance to look at that ad in the paper I was telling you about? The panto in Felpisham.
Oh, no. Sorry, no, I've been that busy.
Oh, it's a real bargain.
Well, you call over £100 a bargain?
Yeah, for 4 tickets and a 2-course meal. It'll be nice for the kids to have something to look forward to. Have a Christmas tree, Ed.
Well, they're going to the village panto, aren't they?
Yeah, but this is a professional one. It's got the bloke from EastEnders in it.
You know how we're fixed, though, love.
It's not like they get that many treats. No summer holiday this year.
But we were trying to find somewhere to live.
No trips to the seaside. No days out at theme parks. It'd be a proper family day out. Just the 4 of us. Do us all good. Can't we dip into the rainy day fund?
I suppose you're right.
Oh. Ed, that's brilliant.
Gardening in December. I must be mad.
Well, it's good to talk to you too, Justin.
Oh, sorry, darling.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, I'll call you soon out.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Right, you are. OK, bye. That was Justin.
Oh, so I gathered.
He called for a chat.
About anything in particular?
Many things. The venison on Sunday at Great Gables, Biz and Miranda's plans for Christmas, the village pantomime. Slipped in a little dig about Linda Snell.
Oh, I bumped into her earlier, Pat and Tony's.
Huh? Oh, and he mentioned Lillian. How helpful she is running through his lines with
him. Oh, come on, Brian, that's enough.
And then once we'd been all round the house and back again, he finally asked me about the state of play on the land purchase.
Oh, yes, I see.
Because he said he'd been expecting a phone call from me.
And what was your response?
Well, I said I'm still not yet in a position to make a definitive offer.
And he said?
He said no pressure.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, because he won't be putting it on the open market till January.
Oh, I am pleased.
And then he said, he's concerned how hard I'm going to find it looking over the fence and watching someone else farm that land.
Oh, that sounds like blackmail.
Not blackmail, it's business.
Oh, you mustn't allow yourself to be pressured, darling. There's a lot at stake, and not just money.
Well, I don't want discord in the family any more than you do, darling.
It'd be so much better if we can reach a consensus.
So you keep saying.
Justin's given us breathing space till after Christmas, and I'm sure things will be clearer by then.
What Adam doesn't seem to understand is that farmers can't afford to stand still. Because the minute they do, that's when they start going backwards. Oh, really?
Oh, what is it?
It's the dental surgery, reminding me for the 95th time I've got an appointment at 4:15.
They're only trying to be helpful.
Oh, it's harassment.
Oh, don't worry, darling. It's only a checkup.
I'm not worried. No, I'm not.
Oh.
If that's Justin...
Well, I'll tell him that you're being very brave. Hello, Home Farm. Oh, hello. How are you? Oh, it's wonderful to hear from you.
Will you be taking Jack tomorrow?
Well, yes. It'd be strange leaving him behind all day. Hard enough leaving him for an hour now with Dad. Why?
I'm still not sure this trip to see Jess is a good idea.
Should have gone to see her months ago.
Maybe a phone call would be enough.
No. I have to thank her face to face. If it hadn't been for her...
Why don't I come with you?
Well, who'd look after the shop?
Anya's here in the morning and Dad could do the afternoon.
And Henry's pick-up?
We could sort something out.
Thanks, Mum, but I think it's best if it's just Jess and me.
Hiya. Doesn't Henry look handsome?
Hello. Where is he?
Over there, by the door to the vestry.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Henry. Hello.
Mum, stop waving. You're embarrassing him. Where's Kira? Can't see her.
Oh, she's an angel.
I know she's an angel. Where is she?
She's one of the heavenly hosts. They're processing him from the back of the church.
Oh, lovely.
George was an angel one year. He hated it. Said it were girly.
Aren't angels supposed to be unisex?
Not according to George.
You on your own?
No, Chloe's over there with Mum. Oh.
So they are. Hello?
And Ed's on his way, supposedly.
Ooh, we're starting. Oh, sit down.
Oh, there's Ed now. I'll catch you later.
Okay, bye. Right, where would you like to sit? Over there on the aisle?
Anywhere, as long as I can get a good view of Henry.
I thought you weren't going to make it.
Sorry, Em. You'll never guess who I just saw lurking around outside.
Let's go and sit down.
Rob Titchener.
You're joking.
I'm not. In the porch.
What's he doing out there? Oh, I hope Helen doesn't see him.
And you really think she's up to the job?
People underestimate my daughter.
Well, I don't underestimate her, Jennifer. At least I try not to. But every hour that passes, I grow more anxious.
I'll tell her that you called.
If you could say, I urgently need a viewing of the costumes.
I'm sure she'll be in touch. Hello, darling.
Good evening, Brian.
Excuse me.
There's so little time, you see.
Oh, I'm confident you'll weave your usual Christmas magic, Linda. Bye. Bye now. Oh, the cheek of the woman. Coming round here, complaining about Kate as if she were a recalcitrant teenager.
Well, that's exactly how Kate behaved.
How did you get on at the dentist?
Oh, all right.
You're indoors now, darling. You don't need that scarf.
I had an injection. I'm mouth frozen.
I thought it was a check-up.
He gave me a filling and no warning.
Oh, take that off.
Swollen.
Here, let me see. Oh, well, it's not too bad.
Numb.
Could you manage a cup of tea?
Prefer a scotch.
Yeah, all right. Why not? It's nearly 6 o'clock. And we've got something to celebrate.
Well, don't peel up celebrating.
Remember the phone call when you were leaving? It was Debbie.
At last. God, I've been trying to get through to her for days.
Well, she was full of questions about the land purchase.
Huh. Well, I'll ring her when I get my mouse back.
No need to ring her, darling. She's coming home for Christmas.
And another bedtime hits the dust.
Ready for a glass of wine?
I think I need it after that business in the church.
Henry okay?
Yeah, fine.
Still no talk of Rob?
I'm pretty sure he didn't spot him.
I still can't believe he turned up like that.
Oh, he only slipped in at the back.
He had no right.
Mum, St. Stephen's is open to everyone.
I've a mind to report him.
What for?
Intimidation.
He didn't come in until the play had started, and he stood behind a pillar and slipped out again during the final carol.
It's not fair on Henry, and it's not fair on you.
Oh, I'm all right.
Oh. You seem very calm about him being there.
Rob was fond of Henry in his own way. Perhaps even loved him. And Henry loved him too. Still does. Still calls him Daddy.
I do wish he wouldn't.
You and me both.
Perhaps we should do more to discourage it.
It's better to let him work it out in his own time, in his own way.
Of course, none of this would even be an issue if Rob had done the decent thing and moved away from the area.
Well, he didn't. He's still around. We have to assume he'll be around for years.
Yes.
But at least he's only going to be seeing Jack once a month.
He shouldn't be allowed to see him at all.
Mum, you're really not helping.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wish I could make him disappear like a pantomime baddie in a puff of smoke.
Gran said pretty much the same thing the other day. But he's not a pantomime baddie. He's a human being. And this time of year especially, I just think...
What?
I think it must be hard for him.
I do hope you're not feeling sorry for Rob Titchener.
I did love him once, Mum.
But you don't love him now?
No. No, I don't love him now.
Why have you brought the ram in?
Oh, he wasn't right this morning when I went to feed him. I need to have a proper look at him.
Oh, hopefully it's nothing.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Look, I'm running late, Lev, but if you get a chance, will you book those Panto tickets online? They've got good seats next Wednesday and Thursday. Or we could go on the 3rd, but that's the day before they start back at school, so Kira wouldn't be in bed. And... Are you listening to me, Ed?
Yeah, Panto tickets.
Look at the computer, decide what you think's best, book the tickets.
Right.
You'll do it this morning, yeah?
Yes.
The bank card's in the top right-hand drawer.
The bank card?
To pay.
Oh, sorry, I'm miles away. Yeah, bank card, top right drawer, tickets for Panto.
I reckon the 21st, unless you've got a problem with that.
No, that's fine.
They're going to love it.
I know you've got the pots of food for Jack, but this is for you.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Okay, sweetheart, we'll soon be on our way.
There's a flask of coffee and a couple of cheese sandwiches.
Oh, Jess will make me a sandwich, I'm sure.
Well, look, you might get held up in a traffic jam, and I've put an apple in there and a banana.
Oh, thank
and
you.
A piece of flapjack.
Thanks. Nice and still, sweetheart.
Jack's usually so happy to go in his car seat.
Yeah, I didn't sleep too well last night.
Teeth still bothering him.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I was tossing and turning, so maybe he picked up on that.
You okay to drive?
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, look, I've checked the route on the traffic app, and apart from some roadworks on the...
I'm only going to Hampshire, Mum, not the North Pole.
I'm fussing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're only trying to help. I just wish I could be sure that Jess wants to see me. She was so cool on the phone. Maybe she's thinking I should have gone down to see her earlier.
I'm sure she doesn't think that.
I just haven't been able to face her, Mum. The bottom line is I stole her husband.
You did her a favour.
Oh, I just wish this was over.
Why don't I come with you?
Thanks, Mum, but
But this is something I want to do on my own. I have to do on my own. Just Jess and me.
And Jack?
Do you think it'll be hard for her, seeing him?
Well...
Mum, he's the only good thing to have come out of all this. No, he's coming.
You'll drive carefully.
Yes, Mum.
And you'll text me when you get there.
Yes, Mum.
Sorry.
No, I know it's because you care. And I love you for it. Hug.
Yes, please.
Right, time to go.
You'll give her our best.
Yep, of course.
And our thanks. Tell her we can never thank her enough. We owe her more than we can say.
Yes, we do.
Bye, Jack. Be good for Mummy.
Bye, Helen.
A slice of Fallon's Millionaire Shortbread, I think.
What about your diet, Mum?
Oh, I am so over my diet. Oh, no, not that bit, Emma, that bit.
The big bit?
I've got a lot of time to make up.
Oh, it was worth it, though, Mum. You looked lovely at the photo shoot. Kira told Ed you looked like a queen.
Well, she looked gorgeous herself yesterday in her angel dress.
Yeah, till her halo slipped.
Oh, just wobbled a bit. Oh, hello, Pat.
Hi.
Hiya.
Surprised to see me, I dare say.
Am I?
Only with Helen being away for the day, she asked if I could do an extra shift in the dairy.
Oh, right.
What do you think of the poster?
What poster?
By the door, about Santa's grotto here on Sunday.
Oh, good, yes.
I just popped in to have a little something before I start work.
Okay.
Are you all right, Pat?
My head's full of Helen, that's all. She's gone off to see Jess.
Rob's first wife.
Yes.
Funny to think of them two getting together. The first wife and her replacement.
Oh, Pat, Lily Pargeter mentioned that your Johnny's in this fashion show she's organising. Oh,
Johnny's never in a fashion show.
Yeah, well, we're all a bit surprised.
Oh, what do you think of his bit of bum fluff? He's growing a beard, Mum.
Oh, no, he's not old enough.
Don't let him hear you say that. He's trying to impress a girl at college.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, you do surprise me.
In what way?
Well, from what Neil says Jazz has told him, Johnny's more the love 'em and leave 'em type than a pining puppy sort.
Well, that's as maybe. Could I have a cinnamon latte, please, Emma?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And how is Helen this morning? Oh, it must have been hard for her seeing Rob yesterday.
Of course. But Henry didn't see him, so no harm done.
Oh, the barefaced cheek of the man, thinking it's all right.
You know, Susan, what's really hard for Helen is the way that people in the village are looking at her all the time, discussing her, waiting for her to crack, instead of leaving her to get on with her life the best way she can.
Thanks for the flowers and Ethan's present.
Well, I hope he'll like it.
But you could have posted it.
I wanted to see you, Jess.
Well, I'm sorry I don't have more time, but I really do have to pick him up.
Could we come with you?
To playgroup?
Oh, I'd love to see him.
He'll be tired.
Yes, of course, I understand.
He's not very good with new people.
No, it's okay. Jack and I will head back to Ambridge.
Thanks for coming. And the gifts.
And, I wrote you this card.
Thank you.
You can open it later.
Oh, done it now.
Henry helped me make it. The picture on the front's supposed to be a wise man.
Oh.
I wasn't sure what to say, so I decided to just write the truth.
I owe you my life.
My children are my life. Without them, I have no life. If it weren't for you, I'd be facing this Christmas in prison. This year, next year, who knows how many years. Both my sons with Rob. I wouldn't see them till they were grown up, if then. And Rob would have taught them to hate me. Thank you for speaking up for me.
I didn't do it for you. I did it for me.
You didn't have to do it at all.
I did, actually. I didn't want him to win anymore. Look, I've got to leave or I'll be late for Ethan.
Of course. Thank you for seeing me. And thank you for... Well, Everything.
If you really want to come, you and Jack.
Are you sure?
Well, the thing is, though, I promised Ethan we'd go to the Soft Play Cafe.
Well, I love Soft Play Cafes.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But I would love to come with you.
There was no call for the way she spoke to me.
She's on edge.
I was only showing a neighbourly interest.
You're getting yourself in a state.
Oh, there's too many people in this village think far too much of themselves.
Well, Pat ain't like that.
Oh, she can be. And so can Jean Harvey.
What's Jean Harvey got to do with anything?
You know, she hasn't had the decency to reply to my invitation.
What invitation?
To my calendar girls' party. Plain bad manners.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Manners cost nothing. They're what marks us out from the beasts in the field.
See you, Susan.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
What did I say?
Oh, nothing. She's out of sorts. And so are you from the look on your face. What's happened?
There's the ram this morning.
Hi.
He's got a tear in his scrotum. I had to call out the vet.
Oh, how did he do that?
Oh, I don't know. On a bramble, maybe. Anyway, Alistair had to stitch it up.
Oh, sounds painful.
And he dosed him up with antibiotics.
So he'll be all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the bill?
Well, he'll be sending that through next week.
How much?
Not sure, but I'm guessing it's...
Yeah?
It's going to be something north of 100.
I see.
I had to call him out. I had no choice.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
That ram's got a wonderful pedigree, Em. One day he's going to sire the lamb that'll make our fortune.
Maybe.
If just one of his lambs were to come top in show...
Ifs and buts.
With the rent due straight after Christmas, and now this bill, and that bike we got for George's present...
You don't need to spell it out, Ed, I get it. No Felpisham pantomime.
But I know it's hard right now.
Yeah, it is. And it's especially hard for George and Kira... with none of the treats other kids take for granted.
It won't always be like this.
You don't think so?
Our ship will come in one day.
Yeah. And Father Christmas is a real old man who lives at the North Pole.
Oh, Emma.
Shame, though, he never quite manages to find the way to our house. Something always gets in his way.
Ethan's a gorgeous little boy.
Thank you.
So much energy. He's loving that ball pit.
He always does.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen a child laugh so much.
Oh, he's a happy little thing. And so's Jack. Look at him grinning.
Are you having a lovely time? Are you?
Oh, he's the spit of you.
Well, I can see robbing him sometimes.
Really?
His nose?
No.
It's okay, I don't mind. As long as it's just the way he looks.
Funny to think of Rob being a baby once, bouncing on Ursula's knee.
Oh, he'd be very comfy with her bony knees.
You know, I bumped into them last week, his parents.
Ursula and Bruce?
Mm. He gave me a mouthful, right out in the street. People were stopping and staring. He didn't seem to care, he just kept on shouting. Called me a liar and a whore. It was horrible.
So sorry.
I thought I was going to be sick. But I kept my head up and I stared him in the eye and... in the end, he ran out of words and Ursula led him away.
But did you go to the police?
No.
Jess, you shouldn't have to put up with that.
Well, it probably won't ever happen again.
Did you go to the police about Rob?
What, make a formal complaint, you mean?
Mm.
I know I ought to, but me and Ethan, we're so happy. I want to put my old life in a box and close the lid and never look inside again.
Yeah. I've decided not to take things any further. I suppose we might get him on coercive control, but it's by no means certain. My family have been through so much. I can't put them through any more.
And you don't want to provoke him?
Is that how you feel?
How's he been behaving towards you? Has he ever turned up at your house?
Well, not in a threatening way. There's always lots of people around.
I've had a builder put a spy hole in my front door, and I always double lock it and put the chain on.
Still scared of him.
Aren't you?
I'm not sure.
I don't trust him.
Don't allow yourself to be scared. Neither of us must ever be scared. Because if we are, then he's still winning.
had their first lesson after college yesterday.
And?
The driving instructor said Freddie took to it rather well.
And Lily?
A bit overconfident, I suspect. Yeah, actually, I quite like it that Freddie's better than her at something. Is that awful?
Oh, Lily's such a star. Wonderful exam results. Always smiling. And now organising this fashion show.
Now, I'm very proud of her. Of course I am. But it makes it hard for Freddie to shine, always being in her shadow.
He doesn't see it that way, though, does he? He's proud of her, too.
Yeah, he's a lovely boy. I just wish he had more confidence in himself.
Oh, well, boys often develop later than girls.
Well, yes, I know,
they but... catch up. Oh, well, maybe not in Kenton's case.
Stop it.
Oh, come on. He goes with you to help choose a sensible hatchback for the twins and ends up buying himself a sporty new 4x4. I rest my case.
Oh. Hi, David.
Hello there.
Wait, you're just wearing a T-shirt.
Well, you tried chopping firewood. You'd soon get your coat off too.
Well, the children asked me to say thanks for the vouchers.
Oh, OK. They both texted us yesterday, actually.
Oh, we gave them vouchers too.
They love vouchers.
Everyone loves vouchers.
Kenton never did.
Didn't he?
I have a very clear memory of him saying to Dad one Christmas, why can't I just have the cash?
Oh, no change there, then.
Oh, presents. It's so hard to get them right.
Funny how he can afford a new car.
Alistair keeps muttering about what he's getting me for Christmas.
Ooh. Can't afford to pay Ruth and me back
keeps
the money,
sir. He's giving me inane grins and muttering that it's very special.
I'd love a new car.
Though, going by his track record, I'm keeping my hopes modest.
So would Ruth.
Didn't he give you a vacuum cleaner one year?
I ask you, yes. New 4x4.
Then there was the food processor Christmas. Oh. And the coffee machine year. Oh, not forgetting the sat-nav this birthday just gone.
If he's buying himself a new car, he can afford to pay off the loan.
Oh, come on, David. Take this up with Kenton instead of moaning at us.
Not moaning.
Really?
Well, do you blame me?
Talk to Kenton.
Do you know if Mum's ready yet?
For what?
Oh,
this fashion show at the college.
Oh, well, last I saw her, she was still in a dressing gown and up to her elbows in wrapping paper and sellotape.
Should we go and get her moving, Sheila?
Oh, yes, let's.
Mm. Oh, happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, of course. Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Are you doing anything special?
Yeah, we're going for dinner at that Italian in Felbersham.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, except that I've got the NFU lunch first, which Ruth, extremely sensibly, is passing on, thereby leaving me to carry the entire calorie burden on my own.
Honestly, David, does chopping wood always make you this cheerful?
So, which one's Amber?
How do you know about Amber?
Henry may have mentioned something.
What did he mention?
Just that there's a girl you like at college.
And he told you a name?
No, not Henry. That was Helen.
Oh, so the whole family's been gossiping about me?
No, not gossiping, Johnny.
And I suppose you've been talking to Jazza as well?
No.
Then how does he know about her?
Oh, I may have mentioned something in the tea room while Susan was in there.
Thanks, Gran.
But I didn't mention Amber's name. I don't think so, anyway.
Over there, beside the stage. Black jeans, red top.
With purple streaks in her hair?
Yeah. What do you think of her?
She's very striking.
Where's Helen?
Oh, she was completely exhausted after her trip yesterday, so Grandad and I persuaded her to have a lie-in.
I wanted her to see Amber.
She might be along later. In any case, I'll tell her how lovely Amber is.
She's completely unique.
Perhaps you'd like to ask her over sometime.
What?
Well, I know Grandad would love to meet her.
I haven't even asked her out yet.
Oh, okay.
All we've talked about is the clothes I'll be modelling.
My mistake. Sorry.
She's putting me in formal wear.
Oh, good. Formal wear.
She says I have a classic physique.
I see.
Do you think it's good or bad to have a classic physique?
Oh, good, Johnny. Definitely good. Oh, why did I ever say I'd go to this dreary event?
You'll enjoy it when you're there.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. Lily will be thrilled to see you and you'll be making Elizabeth happy.
But it's only 10 days left to Christmas. I haven't finished the cards. I haven't wrapped a single present. And I simply don't have the time to waste on a dull fashion show at a dull Balchester college.
Jenny, you're a saint.
I'm not. I'm a martyr. Oh, sometimes I even embarrass myself.
Well, you've got a lot to think about.
Peppers.
What?
Debbie and Peppers.
Right.
Is she back on them?
On what?
Well, green peppers.
I can't keep up with all this.
But we talked about it. Oh, what's the matter with this lock?
Well, let me see.
I simply don't have the time to get the locksmith out.
Oh, Jenny.
I don't see what you can do that I can't.
Well, let me have a look anyway. Well, are you using your mother's key?
Oh, I am a twit.
No, you're just trying to spin too many plates.
Oh, I do so want to make this Christmas lovely for everyone.
It will be, darling. It always is.
Who knows when we'll all be together again at Christmas.
Well, I'm sorry, darling. I just have to get a move on because I'm going to be late for David.
Why are you smiling?
I was just thinking about Christmas. Alistair and me watching whatever TV programmes we want, eating as much chocolate as we want.
Won't you miss Dan?
Oh, yes, of course. But there are compensations for Christmas on our own.
Well, I'm looking forward to having all my family around me and safe under our roof.
Oh, well, it's going to be a special year for you.
That could be the understatement of the century.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Jennifer.
Oh, isn't this lovely? Such a good turnout. Oh, Elizabeth, you must be so proud of your daughter.
Well, modesty forbids.
Yes, she is.
And quite right, too. Jill not here?
She's in the ladies.
Oh, well, is this her place?
No, next to Elizabeth.
Oh, so this seat is free.
Mm. We've been keeping it for you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, how lovely to be here. So important to encourage these young people. So, how is everybody?
Fine, I think.
And how's Alistair?
Good, thanks.
Any developments with this new lady vet?
Yes, actually. The two of them signed the contract on Monday.
Oh, all official then?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Pat, what is it?
No.
Pat?
Over there, by the stage. The boy in the yellow shirt and the girl with the purple hair.
Well, yeah, that's Amber. She's friends with Lily.
Has he got his hand inside her shirt?
Tell me this isn't happening.
Oh, dear.
Oh, look, is Johnny leaving?
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Oh, sorry, Jennifer.
Hey, it's just about to begin.
No, Mum's still in the loo.
Well, there are plenty of spare seats at the back.
Johnny, wait!
I thought Johnny was one of the models.
You all ready for Christmas, then?
Well, I'm getting there.
Yeah?
Not as far as Jenny's concerned, though. And you?
Yeah. I've been thinking about this time last year. Mm-hmm. With us moving up north and then us not moving up north. And then Ruth's mother hoping to live with us and then... Well, you know, it wasn't an easy time.
No, I'm sure.
But with Ruth going off to New Zealand and staying there...
Yeah.
To be honest, Brunt, I wasn't sure she was going to come back. But this year, we're all together, the lot of us.
And we've got the whole lot, too. Debbie's coming over from Hungary.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, marvellous. Whole family gathered under my roof telling me what to do. Actually, David, can I ask your advice about something?
Yeah, of course. You got a problem?
Well, not exactly a problem. More of an opportunity.
You didn't tell me Freddie was going to be one of the models.
I didn't know.
He gets more like his dad every day.
Oh, so self-assured.
Yeah, he was great. He moved like a professional. And he looked really dashing in that dinner jacket.
But it says here on the programme, I can't really see without my glasses, but I think, yeah, here it is. Male formal wear modelled by Johnny Phillips.
Oh, well, there was obviously a problem with Johnny before it started.
Oh, maybe he didn't feel too well.
Look, my little Freddie up on stage. I can't get over it. Woo!
Why, Johnny?
I didn't fancy it.
You were looking forward to it before.
I wasn't.
Is this anything to do with Amber?
Amber?
And the boy in the yellow shirt?
What boy?
Johnny.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, Freddie was a much better model than me.
That's not true.
He's much better looking.
Amber wanted you as her model.
Who cares what Amber wants? She's so fake. I'm going home. Jazza will need a hand with the pigs.
There you are. One large lime juice and soda.
Oh, great, thanks.
That's strong enough for you.
I suppose. Don't forget, though, next year you're driving.
Yeah, right. So, about this land.
Yes, well, as I was saying earlier, it's not the best quality arable. It's grade 3 mostly. But it's not bad, and being where it is, you can see why I'm tempted.
Yeah, and the price?
Well, with Justin involved, it's never going to be a bargain. But if they were to put it on the open market... But Adam's dead set against, though.
What, because of the quality of the land?
Partly, perhaps, but mostly he thinks it's an unnecessary drain on the business. I mean, he's right in one way. It's not strictly necessary. If we all stuck to necessary, how would anyone ever build anything up?
Yeah, right.
And it's not as if I wouldn't be able to service the loan. It's a real opportunity, David, to expand the farm.
Yes.
What do you think I should do?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Well, I don't see why not. Everyone else has been piling in, up to and including Jenny's mother.
Well, all right. Perhaps I shouldn't, but I'll leap in with my size 13s. I don't know the detail, I don't know the price, I don't know your finances, and I don't want to know, but I do know this. Expanding into adjoining land. First refusal on price. Opportunities like that don't present themselves very often in a farmer's lifetime. Ask any of them in this room. You know, we all want to leave behind more than we started with.
White.
Sometimes when I'm up on Lakey Hill and I'm looking down at Brookfield... Sounds silly, but I can almost feel my dad on one side of me and his dad beside him. And on my other side, there's my kids and beyond them, their kids. And, you know, we're all looking down together at the farm. It's not about the money, Brian. It's about the land.
That's right. It's about the land.
Johnny?
What?
Your beard?
I got fed up with it.
Mum told me what happened at the fashion show yesterday.
Don't know what you mean.
Amber?
Amber?
The girl you were keen on.
I wasn't keen on her. She's just a girl at college.
Oh, sorry.
Have we done enough lettuces?
No, we better finish to the end of the row. People are stocking up.
On lettuces?
Hoping a bit of salad will make up for all the mince pies and Christmas cake, perhaps. You're okay, then?
Purple hair. She's not my type.
Love isn't always logical.
I was never in love with her.
What, you really liked her, though?
I didn't.
It's easy to put someone on a pedestal. Not see how they really are.
Amber's better than me.
That's not true, Johnny.
She's cleverer, she's funnier. Everyone likes her.
Everyone likes you.
Not that way. Not the people I like, anyway.
Oh, Johnny. She's just a person, an ordinary person.
I made an idiot of myself. End of.
No, you didn't.
When she said I had a classic physique, I thought she was saying she liked me.
Well, I'm sure she does like you.
Just not in the way I want her to like me.
I wasn't so cross with her for upsetting you. I'd feel sorry for her.
Why?
Because Amber has missed out on the loveliest young man in Borsetshire.
All right, now you're taking...
No, I'm not. I know what I'm talking about.
You all right this morning, Dad?
I'm fine.
Really?
It's a spot of indigestion, that's all. Possibly your mum and I shouldn't have had that second bottle of wine.
Well, she seemed all right at milking this morning.
Yeah, well, maybe I drank a little bit more of it than she did.
You two haven't got far clearing up the silage phase.
Just doing the job properly.
Look, Dad's not at his sparkling best.
There's nothing wrong with me.
I brought a flask of coffee.
Great.
Strong. And some mince pies.
I'm not sure that I'm ready for solid food.
You're still feeling delicate?
Well, perhaps it was the chocolate fondant.
I did warn you.
Chocolate fondant and a second bottle of wine.
It tasted funny to me. I think the cream was off.
Oh, maybe it was the large brandy.
Oh, he didn't.
He did.
Well, on top of the NFU Christmas do at lunchtime.
Exactly.
I'm not surprised he's feeling delicate.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm surprised he's on his feet.
He wasn't on his feet earlier. Practically had to crawl to the bathroom.
Hey, I am actually here, you know.
Sorry, did someone say something? Coffee?
No, thank you. Oh,
Smells good.
Why not go inside, put your feet up till the hangover passes?
There was something wrong with the chocolate fondant. Oh, possibly it's a virus.
A mince pie, Pip.
Thanks, Mum, but Toby's doing spaghetti for lunch.
Do you eat? Shall I save one for when your virus has passed?
It's not a hangover.
So, your gran and I have just been talking about Christmas dinner.
Oh, food.
We can't decide about the bread sauce.
We always have bread sauce.
But does anyone actually like it? Pip?
Oh, please, don't worry about me. Just decide what you want to do and go ahead.
But what do you think?
Actually, I'm not going to be at home for Christmas dinner.
What?
Well, I'm having Christmas Day with Toby.
You're going with him and Rex? To see his mum? Well, his dad.
No, actually, we're staying at home.
At Rickyard?
Yeah.
The two of you? And Rex?
No, just us. I'd better go. I don't want to be late for his spaghetti. Bye.
Pip?
I'll leave you to finish tidying up the silage.
Did you know about this?
No. Are you okay?
I don't know.
Oh, it's cold out there.
Cup of tea?
No, just had one, thanks. Is Jack still asleep?
When was the last time I checked? You sure about the tea? It'll warm you up.
No, I'll just hug the Yaga for a bit. Fallon brought over the Stollen, if you're interested.
I'll never say no to cake.
Oh, go ahead, help yourself.
Is it all right with you if I use the computer in the office?
No.
Only we've been set some research to do on wheat pricing. I want to get it out of the way before Christmas.
I was going to do some ordering.
It's no problem. I can use a laptop.
No, you go up to the office. I'll stay down here in the warm.
Thanks, Helen.
This cake is really good.
Well, tell Fallon that when you see her.
Will do.
Shut the door, please. There's a draught.
Sorry.
Ooh, right. Helen, you can do this. You can step away from the Yaga. Hello? You.
Hello, Helen.
Mum? Oh, sorry, Pip. Miles away. Didn't see you. Can you turn the water off for me?
Where were you?
What?
Right in your head. Miles away.
Oh. We were round the tree Christmas morning in our dressing gowns when you were all small.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no need. I understand. You want to spend the day with your boyfriend. That's fine. Only I suppose I assume Toby will be going to see his dad or his mum, and that you'd be with us.
Rex is doing the parent thing.
Well, if Toby's going to be here, he'd be very welcome to spend the day with us.
At Brookfield? Really? With Dad?
Your dad'll be all right.
And Gran finds it hard even to be civil to him.
Christmas is supposed to be the season of goodwill. She'll be on her best behaviour.
Why should everyone be on their best behaviour in their own home at Christmas?
It would mean a lot to me to have you with us.
It would mean a lot to me if my family could try to like my boyfriend.
I do like him.
What do you like about him?
Well, his energy. And, well, he's...
It's okay, Mum. We've already bought most of the stuff. On the tree, the decorations, the food.
The food will keep till Boxing Day.
But if we come to you, not a single person will have a good time. Not Dad, not Gran, not us, not even you.
But it's Christmas.
Yes. And I want to have a nice Christmas. I want to be with Toby.
Well, hello, Pip.
I'll see you tomorrow, Mum.
Has she changed her mind?
No.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Okay.
No! Leave her, David.
Okay, if that's what you want.
I'll tell you what's ridiculous. Her father and her grandmother taking every opportunity they can to make clear what they think of her boyfriend.
Hey, hang on, Ruth.
Boyfriend. He could be her future husband.
Oh, surely she's got more sense than that. I mean, I think...
It doesn't matter what you think. Do you want to drive her away?
Wait a minute. Why are you so angry with me? It's Pip you should be cross with.
Why? She's just leading her life. She's done nothing wrong. Unlike you and your mother. Oh.
Look, we might have been a bit blunt in the past, but I apologised to him last week. Hmm? And to her, didn't I?
You did. If we want to keep her, David, we have to respect her choice. We have to try to like him.
You've been watching the farm?
No.
So you just happened to knock on the door at a time when my parents were out?
I went to the farm shop, actually, but it was shut. And then I saw them drive away with Henry, and I thought, I wonder if she's in. You're all right, then?
How many more times? Yes, I'm fine. So are my parents, and Tom and Johnny, and the boys are fine. And it's very cold standing here on the back doorstep with the rain coming in, so if you don't mind...
No, please don't shut the door.
Take your foot away, please, Rob.
Sorry. I'm sorry. The thing is, I brought presents for the boys. I didn't wrap them so you can see what they are. No secrets. Please, will you take them? They're tiny, just tokens.
A rattle and a book.
The book was a favourite of mine when I was a boy.
Too difficult for Henry.
Well, perhaps you could read it to him at bedtime, please? You don't have to say it's from me. You don't have to mention my name, but I in a small way, I'd like to be part of their Christmas.
Would you?
Will you give them the presents? Helen, please, if I could only know, on Christmas Day, I might be having a tiny part of my boys...
Your boys? Henry is nothing to do with you. And it's a shame that Jack has to be.
Oh, please, Helen, please.
No. Bye, Rob.
Now, I've been talking to Alan recently.
Alan?
About you and me.
Have you?
Trying to make sense of what's happened, to understand where we went wrong.
We?
No, I mean me. I mean not you, me. Where I went wrong. He's helped me see. I need to apologise to you.
And that's what he's told you?
No, not told me. He doesn't give advice. He lets me work things out for myself. I'm a mess, Helen.
And is this what you really think, or is it just words? So I'll give the boys your presents.
No, no. All I ever wanted, all I ever wanted, ever, was a beautiful wife and children and a home. And I had it, all of it. And I destroyed it. I want to be a better man, Helen.
Okay. Good. Now, if you don't mind...
I'm sorry about turning up at the church nativity. I couldn't stop myself. It won't happen again, I promise you. And I won't come here again. The court's made its judgment and I'm going to stick to it.
Good. So, goodbye.
And the presents?
Why would I want to give the boys anything from you?
Because you're a good person.
Rob.
I mean it. Talking to Alan is something I've come to see.
Okay, give me the bag.
And you'll give them the presents?
Maybe, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye, Rob.
Helen.
Please just go.
I know it's not fair to ask you. I know that. And I'm not talking about next week, next month, or even next year. But do you think we might...
What?
You and me... Please give me some hope. Or, at least say you'll forgive me.
You really are a piece of work.
I'm begging you.
Johnny is upstairs. If you don't go now, I'll call him down and get him to throw you out.
Don't say we're over.
You know we are.
We can't be.
Goodbye, Rob.
Helen, I've got a problem with the printer. Is there any chance you could... Are you okay?
Yeah. I am. I'm absolutely fine. We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.